Every summer for the last few, Backroads Bill Steer has steered us down the backroads of northeastern Ontario. He's told us about some of the natural wonders, the hidden gems, the stories that swirl around the rocks and the trees and the waterways of the region. Bill is an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University, and we're bringing Bill back a few times over the winter, because there are natural wonders in the north all year round. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus. There are a number of natural wonders, and I think today we're going to talk about snowshoeing because I think Santa is going to, there'll be a good number of pairs of these snowshoes under the Christmas tree.
Well, and it's spectacular, the snow around Sudbury stuck to the trees. I don't know what it looks like where you are now.
Well, you know, the snow has come and gone and back again, and I think winter's here to stay, and so what better time than to talk about getting out in the great outdoors and snowshoeing?
Well, talk about the different types of snowshoes.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Cliff Moulder. He's been featured on the History Channel and other outdoor programs, and he's the last of the great outdoorsmen, I would think. You know, he's a fancier of snowshoes, and he'll, from his own volition, he'll say he suffers from nostalgia syndrome. He likes the vintage equipment, but at the same time, he's a great student of snowshoes. He's probably got so many notes and diagrams in the study of snowshoes, probably got enough for a book. But nonetheless, he's taught me a great deal, and we did a comparison between the high-tech snowshoes of today and the past. And so you have a choice to make, and there's certain conditions, I think, that both pairs come into play.
There's something nice about those old wooden ones, right, with the webbing in between.
I think so. Wood is warm, and we know that, especially here in northern Ontario, there's so much wood fiber around, and those traditional snowshoes with their shape, that swallowtail shape, and the babiche inside, and if you have a pair of moccasins, there's nothing better than going out in some fresh, light, deep snow.
But can you still buy them, though? At the outdoor stores, they've got those fancy high-tech stainless steels.
You can buy those traditional snowshoes for sure, but the high-tech ones are here to stay. And Cliff would tell you, the traditional ones wouldn't have got the thousands of people that are outside today enjoying the wintertime, but hadn't been for those high-tech snowshoes. I mean, they've lopped off the tail. Cliff will tell you that tail on the snowshoe plays a very important part in keeping you straight. And of course, you make more of a divot with the high-tech ones. And if you're behind somebody with high-tech snowshoes, you're going to be dragging a lot of snow. But again, today, you know, so many people are getting out in the green spaces that a lot of these trails are actually packed.
So you don't even need the snowshoes.
Yeah, you might not need them, and that's for sure, but it has certainly been a segue to get people outside.
What's the history of snowshoes?
Yeah, Cliff has done a lot of study on that, and we think it's a Canadian kind of entity, but it started really in Asia, and when it spread to the west, in the Nordic countries of Europe, they became skis, and as they went across Siberia into North America, they became snowshoes, and there's a whole history. I mean, they've even had snowshoes on ponies in some of those Antarctic expeditions.
On absolutely. Horses?
The famous explorer Scott, if he would have put the snowshoes on his ponies, he left the snowshoes behind, and of course he met a fatal end. But snowshoes have been part of our native culture for sure. There's all kinds of shapes and sizes, and I think it's part of Canadiana. It's like canoes, you know, you can never have enough canoes, and you never have enough snowshoes.
So where are some good snowshoeing spots in northern Ontario?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that during the winter months for sure, but I think I'd like to highlight one this morning. It's Maskenage, because it's halfway between North Bay and Sudbury, and Maskenage Provincial Park is a non-operating park, and the Friends of Maskenage, I talked to Angela Martin, I've been there a couple of three times over the last few years, and it's just a wonderful place. There's two provincially significant wetlands, so in the wintertime, it's a great place to snowshoe. They've got 9 trails, about 35 kilometers. There are trails on both sides of Highway 64, so you can access to the south or to the east of Sudbury and to the west of North Bay. You come down 64 from Verner, and so you'll find these trails, and you know they're snowshoe friendly for two reasons. One, the first time I really went there, there's this great snowshoe symbol there on the trails welcoming snowshoers. And the second thing about Maskenage Provincial Park and what those volunteers have done is probably the best interpretive trail in northeastern Ontario. There are a number of them, but you know they've done an excellent job in really bringing us to nature and explaining what you're really seeing.
So interpretive, like there's information about what's there.
Yeah, the ecology of the wetlands and the forest diversity, and really an excellent job. I mean, it is one of my favorites, and I could go on and on about it, but more importantly, we should go there and snowshoe there this winter.
Now, will all that interpretive information be buried under the snow?
No, I don't think so. It's high enough up there, and of course, a lot of those areas are windswept. One of the highlights of the Loudoun Pete Trail is the viewing platform, and so you can take your snowshoes off and go to the top, and there's this expansive view, and it's one of the highlights of that particular trail for sure.
So do you ever have a bad experience snowshoeing, Bill?
I have. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. The time I had my traditional shoes on the high cliffs on the Mattawa River on Pimisi Bay, and I guess as I got close, I forgot that underneath the snow there was some ice, and as I started to slip and fall down, I ended up the tips of my snowshoes are just over the edge of the rock, and that's one of those times when you've used up one of your nine lives and said, you know, today is not today.
Wow. I'm glad you're here to talk about it.
I am, and you know, we're going to talk more about snowshoeing this winter. One of the tips I'd like to leave everyone with is to take your poles with you, because it's great for stability, turning, going ascending, descending trails, and it's you have our downhill poles and our cross-country poles, so we can utilize those.
All right. Well, Bill, we will talk again. Any hint on what we might be talking about?
You know, not only will we be looking at those snowshoe tracks out there, be careful, because I think there's a Sasquatch story coming up.
Ah, can't wait.
Can't wait.
We will talk again. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He does teach part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. He's got a website as well, steertonorthernontario.ca, where he lists off all kinds of great things to see and do around Northern Ontario. That's steertonorthernontario.ca. And we'll put up an online feature about snowshoeing on our website a little later this morning, cbc.ca/sunday. Meantime, if you've got a story to share about snowshoeing or a snowshoeing spot in the north, by all means, call our talkback line. I'm sure some folks have some great adventure stories when it comes to out in the woods in the winter. Talkback 1-800-461-1138.